With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. With only days to go before the 2024 presidential election, GOP nominee Donald Trump appeared on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show and told the host there's a reason he makes a lot of people uncomfortable, especially his political opponents.
I have a tendency to win. It's a nice thing, and that bothers people. Sometimes I play a little bit rough, but they play rough. They are rough and vicious people. They are vicious people. They're dirty people. They've weaponized government. They've weaponized everything. And it actually made me more popular.
He also said he would fire Special Counsel Jack Smith in 2 seconds once he took office. There's been a huge government settlement between the owner and operator of the ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
Officials say the owner and manager of the cargo ship that caused the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge have agreed to pay more than $100 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the Justice Department. The suit against Dolly owner Grace Ocean Private Limited and manager Synergy Marine Group seeks to recover funds the government spent to clear the underwater debris and reopen Baltimore's port. The settlement does not include any damages for rebuilding the bridge. That could cost close to $2 billion. The state of Maryland filed its own claim seeking those damages. I'm Norman Hall.
A judge has permanently blocked enforcement of Ohio's ban on virtually all abortions. Hamilton County Judge Christian Jenkins on Thursday cited voters' approval last November of Issue 1, which created a constitutional right to an abortion. He said Republican Attorney General Dave Yost evidently missed the memo. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 140 points, the NASDAQ rose 138. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world's getting worse.
It's the same old story in a new survey released by Aid to the Church in Need. The report looks at 18 countries and it finds that attacks on Christians and general oppression is on the rise everywhere, though the worst persecution by radical Muslims is now to be found in Africa, not the Middle East. The report also indicates that violations of religious freedom by dictatorial regimes, such as the one in China, have also become more intense. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the world began celebrating Simchat Torah at sundown tonight. Customarily, the event is one of the most joyous days of the Jewish calendar, highlighted by exuberant dancing around the Torah. And Jewish leaders say the joy will be felt, despite the fact that Jews are celebrating in the shadow of last year's Hamas attack on Israel and the following surge in anti-Semitism around the world. This is SRN News. The Texas Senate race between Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Democrat Representative Colin Allred is neck and neck, according to a new poll. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
A poll from The Hill and Emerson College shows Cruz leading Allred 48% to 47%, with less than 2 weeks before Election Day. The survey is the closest margin between the two in recent weeks. The University of Texas poll from earlier this month showing Cruz with a 7-point lead, and the New York Times Siena College poll showing Cruz with a 4-point lead over Allred. The poll released Wednesday also shows Trump leading Harris in the Lone Star State, 53% to 46%, as the presidential race focuses on battlegrounds such as Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. While the Cruz-Allred contest is expected to be the tightest race for a Republican-held Senate seat this year, the closest races are expected to be for seats held by Democrats. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.